President Trump is continuing to defend himself after his former lawyer Michael Cohen pleaded guilty yesterday to lying to Congress last year about plans to build a Trump Tower in Moscow. President Trump tweeted today that he ran his business while running for president, and that was very legal. Journalist Bob Woodward is author of the book Fear, Trump in the White House. Bob Woodward, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, what stood out to you about the news yesterday about Michael Cohen's new guilty plea?
What's really important is that it's Michael Cohen, not what he said that he lied about, though that's part of the story. This is the lawyer for Donald Trump for 10 years, somebody who publicly said he would take a bullet for Trump and has now turned on him. And so what don't we know that he knows? If you have a lawyer for 10 years and you're involved in so many controversies as Trump was, there could be a gold mine there. At the same time, it depends on what the quality of the evidence is that they get from Cohen. He is a tainted witness because he's acknowledged that he lied. So they're going to need some sort of documents and tapes to really get something substantial. But again, that's a mystery, or at least it's a mystery to me at this point.
Well, and the president says Cohen is lying now in order to get a reduced sentence.
Well, I'm sure Cohen is trying to get a reduced sentence. If he's got a good lawyer and he's thinking this through, he's got to be very careful to be as truthful as possible. This is a part of the Trump attack machine, and it gets directed at anyone who offers any criticism or evidence about what Trump is up to.
We're hearing also that President Trump is in a terrible mood, that this is worrying him. Are you hearing from your sources that that's the case, that he's very worried about what's going on right now with the Mueller investigation?
Well, I have in my book a very long scene at the point when Mueller is appointed, and this was one of the worst days for Trump's aides because he went into a rage, a bad mood underdescribes the emotions, which were serious. He thought, my God, this guy's been just appointed. Mueller hadn't done anything at that point. So I think this is clearly worrisome to Trump, and it probably is going to be disorienting for some time until there is the next crisis, real or manufactured.
Would he go so far, do you think, because of that worry, to fire Mueller?
Well, this is the great debate. He says no. Lots of people say no. One of the things, if you go back to the Nixon case in Watergate, as soon as the special prosecutor in that case was actively pursuing the tapes and got lower court orders directing Nixon to turn over the tapes, that's when Nixon fired Archibald Cox. So a cornered president with the power to fire somebody, like I think Mueller indeed can be fired by the president, once you get into that final corner, that very well could occur.
I just want to ask you a question that I'm sure you've been asked a lot, but I'm going to ask it again, which is, how does this compare at this point to what you experienced with Watergate?
I think what's happened in this week ups the ante. It doesn't make it like Watergate at this point. It's not clear, and Trump and his lawyers have said this, and it's important, exactly what's the crime? And you need, I think, in an investigation like this, if you're going after the president, you really have to have evidence that is almost incontrovertible of some sort of criminal activity. As Trump says, when he's running for president, trying to run his business and build a Trump Tower in Moscow was not illegal. It's certainly unsavory. Mm-hmm. And I think if people knew more about it at the time, it would have been a big deal. But it's not; it doesn't cross that line. And there are certain things that do cross the line that are very clear: paying money for illegal activity, destroying documents, or asking people to perjure themselves and lie.
I also want, Bob Woodward, to ask you about Saudi Arabia. The Senate voted earlier this week to advance a bill calling for an end to U.S. involvement in the Saudi war in Yemen. The bill passed, even though the administration lobbied against it. Do you think that the president is going to have to take stronger action against Saudi Arabia?
Well, there's a lot of pressure on the president, and there should be. When you start killing people, particularly people who are connected to the U.S. as Khashoggi was, mm-hmm. then something's got to be done that's different. And this is what the Senate has voted on, at least at this point.
Well, and what about the connection that you write about in your book between Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law and advisor, and the Saudi crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman? They're very close. They're both in their 30s. Does that relationship change the dynamic over how the U.S. administration has handled the Khashoggi murder?
Jared Kushner, at the beginning, it was the first month of the administration, started proposing some outreach to the Saudis. It was astonishing to me that the opposition to establishing this link with MBS, who was then the deputy crown prince of all things, Kushner fought it very hard. The Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense were all opposed. Kushner went ahead, had Trump's support, and the second month of the administration, MBS, the deputy crown prince, came to Washington and had lunch with the president. Unheard of. And then Trump went to Saudi Arabia in May, and this whole relationship was solidified. It's directed at Iran. We all know Trump was so opposed to the Iranian nuclear deal. And I think developing that relationship may make sense. But the intelligence agencies warned Trump that MBS was somebody who was very, very impulsive. And we see this in the murder of Khashoggi. So the warning was issued and it was neglected, and now the country and Trump are paying that price.
Just putting these two stories together, in both of these situations with the Russians and the Saudis, there's this question in the background of how much of a personal financial interest the president may have in these countries. Do you see any evidence that that interest is a factor in decision-making by the White House?
That is a great question, and that is the question that Mueller, the special counsel, is tangling with. I have not seen any evidence that establishes a conclusive link, but there certainly is a pattern here. Certainly, Trump was always, as people who are in the real estate business, interested in making deals and money. So this leads to the question of Trump's finances and his taxes, which are, we don't know. I've always felt very badly in 2016 that no one got Trump's tax returns. I worked on it. I feel I didn't work hard enough to get those returns, which people in the IRS have said those returns for 30 years are a roadmap to who Trump is and how he operated. And that was a dark part of the campaign that we just didn't see, and we should have.
That is journalist Bob Woodward, author of the book Fear, Trump in the White House. Bob Woodward, great to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.